This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hot, but as anybody will tell you, the more you complain about it, the hotter it seems to get. How about our listeners in Arizona? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, by the way. I am not feeling the heat. I guess I've been acclimated to the humidity in Florida, so it's not bothering me. But it's not the same as we're seeing in some of these other places, the kind of heat that's been turned up. So for our friends in Arizona, there was a UPS driver that collapsed on a doorstep when he was delivering a package because of the crazy weather there, and it was all caught on Ring. You know, when you have Ring, you can see the video, and he's just wilting, obviously. So in Maricopa County, they've had 17 deaths so far, 126 still under investigation. Thermometers, triple digit heat every day in July. Here's the part that's tough, right? Nighttime temperatures around 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, that poor UPS driver who, by the way, told the world he was fine, and the company let people know he was fine, and that they train drivers to deal with extreme weather, but he barely made it to the shaded area, the portico in Scottsdale, before he just kind of wilted from the heat. So more than 100 million Americans are in the middle of this, embracing for temperatures in the triple digits, even coming up later this week. But I think that video does show it all. This is probably how a lot of people feel, especially when you're doing those outdoor jobs. One thing I will say about you know, UPS or Amazon or anybody who's delivering anything. I mean, look, they have to hurriedly grab what they're grabbing and run to doors and ring doorbells and take photographs of the packages to prove they left them off. So they're in it. They're up and down, in, running around. I mean, and that's the deal. I mean, high heat hits your body's cooling system, right? And even the CDC put something out about that, saying that it can start to fail. That's the spiking core temperatures. It hits the vital organs. Of course, can you imagine? I cannot work today. My vital organs are being hit by the spiking heat. I mean, seriously, people are sweating. It's intense. It's intense in other parts of the world, too, Spain, France, and other places. But let's stick to the U.S. Let's stick to our backyard. And when I look at the map, all I see is red and fiery red, which is not for wildfires, just for the feeling of the heat. In particular, I feel for my friends in Texas, 109 degrees. In Dallas, 104 degrees in San Antonio, 108 degrees in Lubbock, in El Paso. I used to live in El Paso, a wonderful place to go and visit, 106 degrees. How about for everybody listening in Oklahoma City? Oh, I love Oklahoma City. But right now, 111 degrees. And Oklahoma City has that in common with Phoenix and Tucson when you're looking at 112 degrees. You know, 112 degrees. So I'll tell you what, when we look at places, I don't know, when we look at places like Seattle where it's 80 degrees, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? 80 degrees? It's a wonderful 80 degrees in Seattle. In all seriousness, it is when you take advantage of water. When you take advantage of cooling off at whatever cooling stations there are, whatever it is, to make yourself feel comfortable. I will say this, when I'm walking the dog very early in the morning, you know, like 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever it is, when the sprinklers are going off, and you know how you kind of sometimes have to run to avoid the sprinkler because it's watering you as well on the sidewalk? Well, I'm not running away from it. Guinness and I, we're just walking right through it. That's fine. We'll take it. Thank you very much. We'll take the spray. It's fine. And it'll be dry in moments because that's exactly what happens. All right, besides the scorching heat, and just a reminder, yes, crazy hot. Do whatever you can to keep yourself cool. That's obviously important, and not get crazy and do things in the middle of the day when it's not a work-related thing where you put yourself in that danger zone. The other thing that I think so many of us are thinking about, so many of us are talking about, no matter if you're in Iowa or if you're in Texas or if you're in California listening or you're in New Orleans listening, wherever you're listening, it doesn't matter. I think a lot of us are talking about, on the positive side, that gas prices have gone down, right? So this was what we were suffering through, like nobody's business. And now we're seeing that while it's not cheap, right? I mean, it's still higher than it was last year. You've got gas prices in some places in Wisconsin where you've seen it drop below $4, right? And look, in Ohio, they're talking it's like a constant drip down. That's nice. I mean, that's something to celebrate, right? And the thing to do, of course, I've said this before, I'm not pushing it, but if you're looking for the best gas prices, look on the apps. Look at Gas Buddy or wherever. And in your neighborhood, there's probably varying prices. And it can make a difference when you have, I don't know, if you've got rewards cards or whatever, then you already know that, just to go look at it. But we've seen gas prices in some cases go down 50 cents. So, yay. That's a good thing. Because if you're tracking it, boy, we weren't talking about this a couple of months ago. We're talking about the pain at the pump and how much it was costing to fill up. The last time I filled up, it was like $100. It's like, wow, $100. I saved the receipt and I have it hung up just as a reminder. This is what you're driving, lady. $100 to the penny. And I'm no different than anyone else. I don't have some fancy schmancy brand new spanking car. I mean, yes, it's an SUV though. And the SUVs, we are an SUV country. It was to haul things. The SUV, of course, is a little bit more as you know, it's a bigger tank, the whole thing, and then what you're putting in it makes a difference. But a lot of Americans have those kinds of cars, and boy, are we paying the price for that choice, right? Absolutely, we're paying the price. The other thing that is starting to be talked about again is COVID and whether people are going to mask up again. There are not those regulations that are coming out. There is a thing from the CDC telling us that most Americans have gotten at least their primary COVID-19 vaccinations. Between 26 million and 37 million adults haven't, though, had a single dose. Does that make a difference? Time will tell with this new strain. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Sins. KK Island is with us, and boy, she is so high energy and so interesting to talk to. We had a great off-air conversation. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you go by another name, too. Tell everybody your other name.
So my government nickname is Markeela L. Martin, but of course, you get that energized girl from KK Island, and so here I am.
Either name is good. I like both. So tell us about the book. Why did you write the book? What made you write it?
We are dealing with a world that is full of fun, seduction, passion, lust, desires, self-desire is dominant. And sometimes we take everyone else's advice when it comes to relationships. You know, we have one-night stands out there. We have crazy relationships, all types of relationships. But I wanted my readers to know that they have to be confident within themselves when choosing a path that they're not even sure of just yet. And what I mean by that is because we live in a world where desire takes over one's mind and body. So we actually have to be really strong in the choices that we make. You have to keep a winner's mind. That's one of my key models that I say. And I also encourage people to get a firm hold on the reel of their life. In Fire Sins, there's a few stories speaking of a woman, the truth of a woman, the woman I am. It also speaks of a lot of erotica things, like some of the characters have met somebody on a one-night stand, or they want to continue into this lust and passion and see how far they can go. And why I called it fire sins is because we already know fire burns. We've all been taught about sin. So it is that temptation and how we're going to trespass our boundaries and how far we will go.
I get it. Yes. Yeah, so that's the essence of the book and why you wrote the book. Was it fun for you to undertake this and go on your own journey of pulling this together and weaving these tales?
Yes. I love poetry. I love writing poetry, and that has been one of my passions for a long time. So I wanted to take it to another level and write this seductive book and make it all poetic. So this erotica book is all poetic, and I wanted to come together so you can feel, you know, it's not just a storyline. It's multiple stories. So there's like 25 stories in the book. As you get towards the end of the book, it's a story called Paul Cortudinus, part one through four, and it's a full storyline. And as you get to the end, like, I can't wait to, oh my goodness, I'm losing my losing my train of thought. But as you get to the end, the guy is so intrigued by this girl, and she's so intrigued by him, they're like, no more fire sins. So the agreement is no more fire sins.
That makes sense. So then that's what you're saying. You're talking about why you wrote it and people that in their minds set these rules or boundaries because of what other people say, and it's not about that, and it's about living, I think, your true self and whatever that happens to be. Right?
And that is correct. Yes, I want the readers to have fun and get lost like in a maze of the book. You know, there's a lot of words of wisdom. I want people to know, don't let anyone take you out of your element. You know, get to a place where you're comfortable. It's okay to have urges and desires. Just be careful and not get burned by that flame, because that flame burns. It hurts, you know. And it is about fantasy as well. So when writing the book, a lot was fantasy, but also reality.
So a combination of fantasy and reality, and you said it best, hashtag get lost in a maze of words. I like that expression, get lost in a maze of words. And we're speaking with KK Island, because that's where you'll find her all over social media. Fire Sins is the name of the book. Will you have a follow-up to this?
I definitely will. I haven't started working on it. I said September I will start working on it when I have more time on my hands. But it will be a follow-up. And I do want to stick with it being a poetic, erotica book. However, it would be more detailed on this particular couple, because in Fire Sins, it's 25 stories, but it's not all the same couple. It's, you know, different situations or relationships or situationships, as I would say. It's not until you get to Paul Cortudinus where we're actually talking about an actual couple who's trying to last and work it out. So, yes, as I work on my second book, it's going to be fun. I'll try to keep it more poetic, but in reference to one couple. And I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. I'm excited. You know, there's a lot of good stories. Some of my favorite ones is Cubes of Love. A lot of readers will get lost in this one. I really want them to get lost into A Rock That Can't Be Damaged, Lover's Rock. There's another one called Erotica Exclusive, very deep. I mean, the words do get really explicit. So it's fun. I want everyone to have fun reading it. It's a lot of passion.
I like that passion. That's the perfect place to wrap this up and bring it full circle, because they'll find that out when the book is out there. Fire Sins, you'll be able to get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, KK Island. You see her on social media. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so we have a handful of minutes left before we bounce out to our next conversation with the guy named Drake Alexander. And you'll enjoy that one, too, as we kind of move along. I've had a lot of fun with these authors from all over the place. And he's got an interesting story. But speaking of interesting stories, it's a story that we are just tired of, right? We are. We are a nation that is weary of COVID. And what does it mean? And what is that, you know, what does it mean is to get ready for back to school? And what are the schools going to do? And, of course, the schools are working at it, on improving whatever they can, I think, indoor air quality, because they're seeing that these cases are climbing. The CDC even stopped reporting coronavirus cases on cruise ships. You know, they ended that pandemic-era program that allowed the public to monitor the spread of the virus. But now with this BA5 variant, we are absolutely living with more people getting it. I have had a lot of friends who've gotten it, and they're just doing the isolation thing. They say they just feel exhausted. That's more what I'm hearing than anything. Exhausted, so they're trying to take it as easy as they can. But unfortunately, I wish we could just crush this out of our lives, but wishes are not making it so. It is the thing that we have to live with, you know, the reality, the new normal. But I think for all of us, the normal is we don't want to be stuck in this cycle of COVID. We wish we could crush it. So there is always the thing in the back of your mind is, I don't know, is it safe to travel while BA5 spreads? There's a lot of, this is an Omicron offshoot. It's a high risk of infection. Even if you've had vaccinations, you're not part of that tug of war over it. Summer travel is big, even with all the problems and the chaos and everything else in between. And hospitalizations in the U.S. have increased to 10% over the past week. I was tracking that through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They're talking about an average of 120,000 new cases a day in the U.S. And, of course, there's people that aren't reporting. They're doing the home tests and isolating. I have a lot of friends in that situation. And, you know, are there super spreader events? It's got a high transmissibility. So, are you in or out of a comfort zone, I guess, depending on what you're doing. I'll tell you, on a boat, and I have a friend that loves to cruise, just did an Alaskan cruise. It was incredible looking at those pictures. It made me want to go. And they haven't had any problems in the handful of cruises that they've gone in this year and a half. So if you are considering traveling on a cruise, what's the risk and what are you comfortable with? Of course, COVID can spread easily in closer quarters on board ships. And what if you did take a test with you and tested positive, would you isolate in your room? I mean, if you're cruising, are you going to isolate in your room? You're not going to want to isolate in your room, right? If there's outbreaks, it's probably pretty likely you'll get exposed and get infected. But I don't know. Maybe that's where, when you're traveling, if it's a super crowded indoor space, flip on the mask if it's not bugging you. Right? I don't know that we have that push-pull war on that anymore. Not sure. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The House has passed the Respect for Marriage Act, which would protect marriage equality by repealing the Defense of Marriage Act and provide federal protection for same-sex and interracial couples.
Yeas are 267. And the nays are 157. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Congressional Democrats have said the importance of this bill is in response to the opinion by Justice Clarence Thomas, suggesting that Supreme Court decisions involving access to contraception and same-sex marriage should be reconsidered. This is USA Radio News. During day two of the trial for Nicholas Cruz, who's accused of murdering 17 people at his Parkland, Florida high school, the jurors were shown graphic video footage of the massacre. The final stage of the gunman sentencing trial, in which jurors will decide if the 23-year-old should face a death sentence or life in prison without parole, began this week after he pleaded guilty last October to 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted murder. There's some activity in Panama.
Unrest in Panama and Central America has shut down the country with large-scale protests. Organizers have issued a long list of demands, including lower oil prices, food shortages are rampant, and migrant caravans heading to the United States are being stranded. The biggest concern is the conflict could shut down the Panama Canal, which would further disrupt global shipping. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So we're going to go to our virtual green room for a conversation with Drake Alexander. He is a U.S.-based attorney who took a very deep dive into the underworld of conspiracy theories. He's got a degree in political science. Think of Emory. Wow, I almost went to Emory. We should have a conversation off the air about that. He also served on the Hill. His book is called Coup, How America Was Stolen in 2020. Drake, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you so much, Kate. It's great to be here.
One of the things that you do in your book is you go state by state. So tell me why you wrote the book and how you did this research.
Absolutely. So it took about a year of investigation. So I began this in 2021 and ended the investigation about the end of March 2022. So it's very recent. There's been some new updates since then, things like the 2000 Mules investigation and whatnot. But the reason why I felt particularly compelled to do this book was because where I live, Pennsylvania, was sort of ground zero for issues in the 2020 election. One thing I'd like to premise this book with is that this isn't very much a political book. It's very much a look. It's sort of a narrative of being on the scenes and just kind of seeing what people were reporting as issues. Many of these issues I saw personally, things like cardboard being placed over the ballot counting areas, things like poll monitors being ejected from polling places. And also just my interest in law, I looked into how many states effectively change their election laws illegally. So this book isn't a discussion about whether those illegal votes should have been counted. It's just an accounting that there were millions of illegal votes in the 2020 election.
Right, and that's what I think is so critical to your book, which is so different from some of the other material that's out there. And you said it because of the research that you did, what you saw. What else did you find out that was definitely egregious, that definitely could be proven?
Well, so I break the book down. I first set the premise of where the population had been primed to find election fraud. So since 2016, we had year after year after year of coverage that 2016 was stolen by some conspiracy that Russia colluded with Trump. And we've had congressional hearings. We've had wall-to-wall investigative coverage. We've had federal investigations, et cetera, for years. Ultimately, what the Senate Intelligence Report found was that Russia had purchased about $100,000 of Facebook ads that were pro-Trump. So it had a very little impact in the election results of 2016. Now, in 2020, we've cataloged state by state, as you mentioned, much more significant issues, irregularities, and fraud, essentially, that you're not allowed to talk about, right? So you're banned on social media if you talk about it. There's almost no big media coverage of it. And there's been no state investigation. Well, there's been some investigations, but no court would accept the case on the merits to actually make a determination about the issues that were found. So, for example, some of the indisputable things that happened in the 2020 election happened in Pennsylvania. So in Pennsylvania, a Democrat-elected governor basically changed the election protocols, not election laws, because they can't do that. Only the legislature can do that. But they changed the election protocols to basically allow votes to be counted for as long as necessary, right, beyond the time period that is allowed by law. They also changed the requirements under Pennsylvania law that you need a signature, or you need to include an address or any of that. So there were thousands and thousands and thousands of simply blank ballots for Joe Biden that came into Pennsylvania that never should have been counted, but were counted anyways. And this is all in violation of the law. So that's an indisputable fact, that there were votes in Pennsylvania that were counted that never would have been counted in any other election. So that's an indisputable fact. Throughout the book, I try to separate things between circumstantial evidence, right? Evidence that, you know, creates a likely scenario of something happening, and circumstantial evidence is not dismissive. There have been murders that have been tried on that have been convicted on circumstantial evidence, and then I also talk about direct evidence and indisputable evidence. Some circumstantial evidence that I address sort of at the beginning of the book. So I essentially go from stating the premise to the circumstantial evidence to the hard evidence, right? So I kind of have that three arc storyline here. But some of the circumstantial evidence, for example, is that Joe Biden's ticket, and only Joe Biden's, violates Benford's law, which is a law used in detecting accounting fraud. What's interesting about this is that Trump's Benford's law curvature does match the Benford's law, but also so do all Democrat down ballots. It's only the Joe Biden ticket that violates this statistical anomaly. So that's another example of circumstantial evidence. Another piece of circumstantial evidence is I quote an individual named Seth Keschel, who is a U.S. Army intelligence captain involved in identifying fraud during the initial Iraqi elections, during the Iraq war, and essentially his model being applied to the 2020 election proves fraud. Proves fraud, suggests fraud. So those are some of the circumstantial evidence things that I cover as well. And then I go into the more direct evidence like the affidavits, the video footage, things like that that I cover throughout the book.
So for you, as you were digging this up, and I like the way you laid that out and how you told us here in this conversation the various ways that you did this. Well, at the end of the day, when you look at all that you've pulled together, and you said the reasons why, because of course social media, you can't go there, we know that, and nobody's covering it, and certainly not in depth. What was the thing when you uncovered a lot of what you uncovered that really just shocked you or surprised you?
Probably the biggest thing was the Arizona election audit. So Arizona did the most thorough, most forensic audit out of any of the states. There actually were only two states that did audits, Arizona and Georgia, both of which were shocking. But in Arizona, it's a provable fact that 27,000 non-citizens to this country voted in the Arizona election. That alone is more than double the victory margin of Joe Biden in that state. So that is indisputable. And what's fascinating is if you just Google search Arizona election fraud, for example, or Arizona election audit, you will see page after page of fact checks, right? And none of them talk about any of the hard data that the audit actually found. They just say something like the Arizona audit proved Joe Biden won. Well, it didn't really. And how can we have this dual reality, right? Well, we can have a dual reality because the fact checkers, the Google fact checkers will say, well, when the Arizona audit said that, okay, yes, there were 11,000 votes for Joe Biden, they confirmed that. So the fact checker relies on that piece of information, but they never talk about that 27,000 of them should never have been counted. So that's how we have this dual reality existing. And it's frankly quite frustrating because we now can't essentially improve our elections. We can't have trust in our elections if we continue to have this dual reality.
Yeah. So what is your hope for the future as far as our elections are concerned?
Well, I kind of address that towards the end of the book. Towards the end of the book, I talk about things that we can do and should do to improve confidence in elections. And then also towards the end of the book, I answer the question, why? Why would anybody do this, right? There's a Times article out there called where they quote that in 2020, quote, cabal of governors and state Supreme Courts and big tech all worked together to win the election for Joe Biden in the air quote interests of democracy, which is sort of a fallacy of a statement in of itself. So they sort of admitted to what they did. But towards the end of the book, I talk about some steps we can take, right? One of them is to open up social media again by maybe changing or reforming Section 230, by maybe codifying the truth in journalism principles. So I make a couple of suggestions, but no greater suggestion than you just have to follow the laws of your own states. Right? Because that's what happened. People just didn't follow the laws in their various states. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, all of these states just didn't follow the laws under their own books. That's where all these millions of illegal votes came from. And only, we shouldn't even be having the discussion of whether or not illegal votes should be counted or not. They should never have happened to begin with.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I think you're weaving it throughout the conversation. By the way, we're speaking with Drake Alexander, of course. Coup is the book, How America Was Stolen in 2020. You can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any place where books are sold. And like I said, you're weaving it in the conversation. But what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
So I hope people take away that what they're being told is not accurate. 2020 election was not the most secure in history, right? Joe Biden is not the most popular president in history, right? So these were things that we were told that made me suspicious of all of this and made me really dig into it. Whether or not we should be counting millions of illegal votes, I think that's a discussion for the population. Maybe we can vote on whether or not that happens, right? You can talk to your state legislature or not. Now, I'm of the opinion, being a lawyer, that they should never be counted. But that's a conversation that we can have. And I just hope people will realize that, whenever the media and social media and all these people, when they don't talk about things and when they force you not to be able to talk about them, there's something there, right? Where there's smoke, there's fire. And when you're prevented from noticing that smoke or that fire, that there's probably something going on that they don't want you to know about.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And here we are getting near the midterm elections. And then in a couple of years, of course, we're talking about another presidential election. And I know you'll be watching that. Obviously, I'll be watching that. Drake Alexander, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. Really appreciate it.
Hey
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Very pleased to take you to the UK for a conversation with Dr. Merlin Pixton. He has written, I think, a very powerful book, especially for this day and age and for the future, Awaken and Journey to Your True Self. Dr. Pixton, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What was your journey to writing this book? How did you come up with this book? What made you decide you were going to do it?
So my journey is a very personal one. So my original background was in leadership and management, and I was teaching in college and doing leadership development, working very much with people on how to improve their management practice and how to be good leaders. And then I kind of had my own spiritual awakening that happened over a period of time that was kind of like my discovering myself and kind of working towards my true self. And then my wife then became very poorly and created some situations where I was able to grow very much myself by having to deal with some very challenging situations. And that really escalated my kind of spiritual awakening. That then led me to do my PhD in metaphysics. And so having done all of the kind of the groundwork for that by doing the bachelor's and master's, I then did a doctorate dissertation on self-mastery. I did research which I had respondents from over 50 countries. And the questions that I was asking was, you know, how did you awaken? What happened when you awakened? What did you do? You know, how did you make changes? what metaphysical practices did you, were you drawn to, and why did you use them, and how did you use them, and how did it help? And the research was really, really fascinating, but there were some very, very clear themes that came all the way along the line. And then once I completed that, I was very much, you know, directed and guided by, you know, my own spirit guides to start writing the book. And they, the message was, make it really easy to follow, easy to understand, demystify some of the spiritual jargon. So actually anyone can pick it up and go, oh yeah, I get that. I can work with that. I can use that. So that's kind of how it got birthed.
I like that, how it got birthed. So tell us a little bit more about the book itself. You sort of hit on that there, and I know you and I talk off the air, and you talk about seven pillars of personal change. Explain that, because people will find that in Awaken and Journey to Your True Self.
Yeah, the seven pillars came from my background in management, so working through change management and behavioral management, and then through the research that I did in my dissertation. And the seven pillars are, the first two are raising awareness and observation. And I always, you know, coach people on, do this without judgment, so you aren't judging yourself. And it's a little bit like being able to step out of kind of the daily routine where we're often on autopilot, and really observe yourself and what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're going through. Pillar three is about making sense of it all, and there are processes that I explain around how you make sense without judgment, about what's really going on for you, what's causing you to react in a particular way or behave in a particular way, or if there's a particular person that you kind of are struggling to kind of build a good relationship with, you know, why, what's being triggered for you. And then really the most important pillar for me is number four, which is challenging beliefs. Challenging beliefs is, for every behavior, for everything that we have, there is an underlying belief system that we have in place. And when you start challenging those beliefs and really looking at, you know, are these beliefs really true? You know, why am I holding on to this? It's a really very powerful way to really get to see and understand what's going on for you. And then you have to decide then that you actually want to make a change, that you really want to change the way that you're behaving or the way that you're interacting. And so making that decision is pillar five. And then six and seven are around testing new ways and seeing what works or doesn't work, and then eventually adopting those new ways as a new way of being. And of course the seven pillars are very cyclical, so you can actually, you know, go back and start again. If something doesn't work or isn't kind of going the way you thought it would, you can go back to the beginning and start again.
Wonderful. And it's the tools, right? Here's what I think is the difference with you. You really give people tools, because if someone's going through it, they could say, oh, wow, how do I get there? I don't know how to do that. Will you explain it?
Yeah, and there are lots of simple tools which are really kind of easy to use and to understand. And I kind of said to you before, you know, when we were chatting before, you know, it isn't actually, I haven't reinvented the wheel here, but what I've done is kind of put it in a situation where it's, I've got, I get that, I understand that, and I can use that and fit it into my busy daily life. So things like a gratitude practice or grounding, things about how to deal with overactive mind talk, how to kind of step yourself out of your busy day and give yourself even 5 minutes of mindful, peaceful time where you can actually just be, which will give you an opportunity to bring a little bit of inner peace, and how that can help you to sleep better at night. Those are some of the tools that are in the book.
And, of course, we want to tell people, Awaken and Journey to Your True Self. You can get that on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. What do you hope people take away from reading this book?
I think there's takeaways in the sense that it helps them to understand themselves better, and to understand maybe some of the reasons why they are struggling or they're having problems or issues, and gives them some really practical tools that they can actually use and help themselves to kind of improve their life. But it's also a book that you can just keep coming back to and just pick it up and go, look in the contents and go, what was that practice I oh yeah, I'm going to look at that again. And yeah, let me work on this one at the moment. So there's also a little bit of an understanding from the research that I did about what happens when you're going on a spiritual journey and a spiritual path, and how you can use different techniques to actually help you to make that an easier process, to make it some more smoothly, but also some information around this is what happens to your mind, body and spirit balance when you're going on that journey. So here's a heads up.
Perfect. And that's a perfect place to end this too as well. What a delight speaking to you, Dr. Merlin Pixton. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And we finish this show with a couple of parting shots, if you will, sort of law and order for real and in real life and in real time. First of all, Law and Order, the show. Boy, I used to be such a big fan. I just watched it constantly. I had to sort of pull myself away from it when I was working in New York at WFAN. In between, when we were done shows, we would there was an engineer, we would sit there and we'd watch some of the Law and Order. Anyway, a 31-year-old man who was working for the production crew of the show Law & Order Organized Crime version was shot and killed as he saved parking spots early Tuesday morning. That's what the cops are saying in New York. He was identified as Johnny Pizarro of Queens. He was contracted to do parking enforcement for the production company. He was just sitting in the car there in Brooklyn when somebody went by, an unknown assailant, opened the door to the car, fired a weapon, hitting his neck and head. It happened at 5 o'clock in the morning. He ran off when the emergency responders rushed to try to get him to a nearby hospital, but he couldn't be saved. So NBC and Universal TV, of course, they produced the series. They said they were terribly sad and shocked that one of the crew members was the victim of a crime early that morning and had died as a result. And they're working with law enforcement to continue to investigate. Like I said, wow, how about that? Doing parking enforcement, and that's what happens to him. Geez. All right, Indiana and the hero. You know, the mall gunman had 3 guns, 100 rounds of ammunition. Who was the good guy with the gun? What do we know about the bystander and what he tried to do? Dickin is his last name. Elijah Dickin was shopping with his girlfriend when all of that took place at a food court in Greenwood, Indiana, which is a suburb really of Indianapolis. So what he did is, within 2 minutes, he was able to neutralize him, which is incredible. He didn't hesitate to use the handgun, the Glock that he was carrying, legally. And wow, that's tremendous, because more people would have died. I mean, look, the police chief, James Eisen, said it. More people would have died if a responsible armed citizen hadn't taken that action very quickly within those first couple of minutes. So how about that? So, of course, his girlfriend protecting the other people that were there, too. I think everyone should be proud of him. There's no question about it. And he just very calm, cool, collected, did what he had to do. And, you know, good for those people that he was there. I mean, I hate to make the comparison to Uvalde, but I think a lot of people are doing that. Can you just imagine? You look at that, there was how many people, how many law enforcement on the scene in Uvalde, no one acts. This guy, boom, boom, boom. He had no police training, no military training. Hats off to him. All right, on that note, thanks so much to all of you for listening to the show. Remember to make it count, everybody. It's a rich man's world. Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books.
Steal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.